I think we've got some great players. So whatever happens, you know, I think we're going to be really deep on that side of the ball and in that position group. It's too early to tell anything. Guys are working hard to get back and working hard to be ready to go come training camp. And all we can really worry about is going out there and putting our best out every single day and let the chips fall where they may.
Everyone talks about the tempo of the new Adam Gase system. Vasquez even commented about that to us last week. How do you feel about this new hurry-up hustle offense?
I love it. You know, I think it can be a huge advantage for us, and it's a lot of fun. I think we got a lot of smart guys on our side of the ball and in the offensive line. So, you know, it's a challenge for us, but at the same time, it's fun for us to be able to take on that challenge. And like I said, I think it's going to be a big advantage for us.
Last week, Adam Gase said that the speed is based on how quickly the receivers can go to keep up with Peyton. But we asked Orlando, and it's the same thing for you. Doesn't a lot of that matter to you guys, too, with how quickly you can go?
It does a little bit. You know, we don't have to run as far, obviously. We just have to run into people. So, you know, it depends on what's going on in the series, too. Obviously, for us, you know, run blocking is more tiring than pass blocking is a lot of times. So, I mean, the only thing we can do is make sure we're in great shape and be ready to do our best with it.
How has this offseason been different for you, you know, coming off a Pro Bowl appearance? And I know last year at this time you were working with the sports psychologist and kind of making that leap in year three.
Yeah, not a lot has changed. You know, I try to stick to the things that have helped me be successful in the past and keep building on that stuff. Still working with the sports psychologist, you know, trying to take on more of a leadership role maybe in my room. But not a lot has changed. You know, I feel like I'm really settling into what it means to be a pro and really how to approach an off season and getting ready for a training camp and all that kind of stuff. So, it's just being more and more comfortable every single day with that side of things.
You still do the visualization stuff?
Yep. Yeah, still do all that stuff. I actually started doing some stuff, computer-generated stuff that's for 3D recognition, spatial recognition stuff. It's pretty cool stuff, and, you know, some teams I think are starting to use it, and I think it can be advantageous. You know, the way I look at it is it's not going to hurt me, so anything I can do to help.
Is that something new, the 3D stuff? Is something you're adding on to?
Yep. That's a new thing I'm adding on. And it's the place that I go is the first place, I think, west of the Mississippi that has it. So it's exciting stuff.
Still down in Parker?
Still in Parker. It's called Elite Sports Services.
Have you gotten any of your teammates to did you
win? A little bit. I'm trying to set up some guys coming in and have a big group of guys and coming in and check it out to see who might be interested and doing some more of that. But, you know, the way I look at it is anything that I can bring to guys to help them be successful is a good thing.
You said you wanted to step up in leadership. And why this year? You guys are all kind of the same, kind of came in, you and JD, Orlando's a little younger, Ryan maybe a year older. What's your thoughts? Last year, the contract, time to step up a little bit?
Not necessarily. I think it goes back to just being comfortable, learning how to be a pro and earning the respect of guys. You know, that doesn't happen overnight, and you got to do that through work and your play on the field. So I think it's just a natural progression is the biggest thing.
You went to the Pro Bowl last year. Now you've had a taste of it. Do you want to try to never not go again?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the way I look at it is I was able to go last year, but as an alternate. And so, you know, there's definitely another step I can take towards that personally. You know, but the big thing is really worrying about what we do as a team. And if we're successful on the team, all that other good stuff falls into place.
How do you see that battle at center working out for you guys? And how important is it to have that solid feature right there in the middle of the line?
I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't know what the thought is. I know JD's working hard to get back and get ready to go for training camp, and that is very important. And like you said, a lot of guys we've come up together and played a lot of time together, and we're relatively young but have a lot of experience. So I see that as a good thing. It's competition is competition. That's what we live with every single day, and And, you know, the best player is going to come out on the end.
What is Vasquez going to bring?
Well, he's one of the biggest people I've ever met in my life. So, you know, obviously there's that side of things. And, you know, he had a great 4 years in San Diego, and he's a good guy and, you know, really starting to learn the system and fit in with us. So I'm excited to see what he can do and what he can bring to us and, you know, physicality and that sort of thing that'll be good for us.
Be glad he called Orlando to stay with him rather than stay with you, basically.
I don't know if my guest bed would have held him. It could have been risky.
What's it like with Peyton now in the second year?
It's been good. I think we're more comfortable as a whole. We're more comfortable with him. He's more comfortable with us. You know, I think we kind of have an idea of what direction we want to head in and where we're going. And it's exciting to be able to take some next steps and you know, rather than just learning about each other and learning the offense, really taking that step to do the fine details and really get that side of things going, which is exciting.
Feel like you guys pretty much picked up where you left off in terms of learning the offense last year?
Absolutely. You know, we've added obviously a few new pieces, but as a whole and the core of what we have on the offensive side of the ball, definitely picked up where we left off. And, you know, we're going to tweak things every single year, every team does, but the core of things and really understanding each other is there.
Coach Fox talked to, I think, Woody, and he said that he does have a regret about the Baltimore game, the 37th play specifically, that you weren't more aggressive in throwing the ball. Is that a frustration that has lingered with you guys in terms of finishing games, in terms of you will do things differently next time around?
You know, for me personally, that Baltimore game, a lot has been made about lots of parts of that game. For me personally, especially from an O-line standpoint, you know, if we get one more first down in the four-minute drill and we finish with the ball in our hands, there's not even an opportunity for them to go down and score. So I think the big thing is just everybody looking at their position and themselves specifically and saying how they can get better and how we can finish games, and that'll make us all better in the end.
With getting that first down and then what you just talked about, saying that adding Lewis this year in the offseason, the size you now have, you get a little excited thinking about, yeah, let's run the ball.
Get excited, and you know, the biggest thing is for us is just having that attitude as an offensive line and not accepting, not being able to get that first down. And that's the big thing for us. And it's been a big emphasis for us so far this summer, and it will be all the way through the season.
I know it's a little early, but have you seen anything from Monte Ball, and what do you think Ryan Hillman can do?
I haven't seen a lot. You know, Monte's doing what he can and coming in and learning, but I'm excited about both of them. You know, I think Ronnie got better throughout the season last year, and I think he really stepped up in our last game and showed a flash of what he can be. So that's exciting. You know, till we put the pads on, nobody really knows, but I'm excited with the direction that we're heading.
In what ways do you think Alex Gibbs can help your position?
Obviously, he has many years of experience. Coached at a high level for a long time, so having somebody in the room that has that kind of knowledge and to be able to bounce stuff off and to work with guys that are looking for some extra help and things like that is a great combination. You know, Coach Magazoo is a great coach, and I feel really lucky to have him as my coach, and to add somebody else with that kind of knowledge is just going to elevate us even more.
Do